Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way. Having a great time this morning in all the different platforms on 1090 AM, on the Sports Grid Radio Network, the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, lots of ways to take in Let's Talk Hookup these days. As always, big thanks to Adam. Does such a great job putting up all of our shows on the archive. Adam's so fast anymore on getting the archive shows up there. So if you missed a hot tip that Nick gave out today, or you just want to, you like listening to Let's Talk Hookup on your drive home from work and help kill some time in traffic, man, lots of great ways to do it. And what a great fun show this has been this morning. So much cool info, and info just all over the place. And that's what Dana Landing is, man. They cover it all.
Dude, Johnny and Nick, they've got it all down pat, man. Whether you're fishing Spotted Bay Bass or the Yellowfin Local on the 9, I mean, they've got it all dialed in and how they're biting. And such a fun, easy shop. And every time I'm in there, that darn deli just wrecks me, right? But we're giving away a full day, actually not a full day, we're giving away a $100 gift card to one of the three shops, which is a which I guess could entertain you for a full day, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, East County Bait and Tackle, or down at Dana, we're giving away a $100 gift card.
Really cool.
I know. So give us a call, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, and it's time to jump into it, huh, Rick?
You got it, man. Yeah, it's time for our catch report, and there's been some great info this morning. It's time for our fishdope.com report, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, truck, or boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Did you know that Summit's also the best prices if you want to get snacks and ice for your trip? 25 cents for your first, that just can't be. You know
right?
what I mean? Like, there's no way. 25 cents for your first 5 pounds of ice, or $3.99 for 25 pounds, as many as you want. That's half the price of most of the others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon full. They have Kirkland products at lower prices in the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks at just for just 89 cents and much more at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always those lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Rick, Corey, Nick, Johnny. Hey, I got to tell you guys, you were having way too much fun at the start of the show. That was just great listening to all that big fish talk and recapping the end of the game last night. Nice start, buddy. And so now, as to some local reports, I got to tell you, you know, the season is definitely winding down a little bit. Not quite over yet, not by a long shot, but, you know, in terms of reports, man, they're just getting scarcer, not that many guys fishing, so we're getting a little less than usual. But, you know, we had a really interesting late-season show on some nice gray barracuda on the horseshoe for a couple days there. We had good conditions, and, you know, water's been nice, clean, a lot of bait and all that, and then for whatever reason, a nice school of barracudas swam in there, and they were biting the surface iron just like the middle of summer when they weren't here, so whatever. They didn't bite yesterday, so maybe that's over, but we'll see. Conditions are still good, though. And then also local, and this was really interesting to me, being a squid catching fool, a little bit of squid showed up outside of Isers here a few days back, and that bodes really well for our local sea bass season. Hopefully that stuff stays around. I would keep close eye on the Newport Pipe and Newport Reef guys, because a lot of times big yellows and big sea bass boats settle in for the fall season there, and if that local squid is here, makes it a lot easier to catch them. Now, over at Catalina, fall season's definitely upon us. Upline critters are still biting a little, but, you know, in reality, the focus is turning more toward yellows, sea bass, and halibuts, and those halibuts, we've already seen some really good action on that saltwater halibut the last couple seasons. We're just absolutely stellar halibut fishing. And this year, you know, with the guys starting to switch over and look for that stuff, it's already heading in that direction because they were biting. You guys want to fish the sand 10 to maybe 30, 40 feet right on the edges of hard bottom, right on the edge of structure. You know, they'll definitely bite a squid or a sardine, but halibuts love them nice little gumdrop greenback mackerel, little 6, 7, 8-inch mackerel for those bigger halibuts. They absolutely love them. Also coming into kind of prime time here for the tanker grade yellows that we have around the island, living there like year-round. That fall season seems just easier to catch them for some reason. Now, if you're fishing on the bait grounds, you know, that's easy. You go out, you mark a little bit of bait, put the anchor down, catch your bait, start fishing. Piece of cake. But when you're targeting that deep structure fish, you need to be a little bit more precise. You're fishing actual structure spots instead of the squid out there on the sand. So you want to fish like the deep wedge outside of China Point or Pedestal Rock, Screaming Monkey. The high spots outside of West Cove, those are all great fall big yellow spots. But you want to be anchoring on those spots, kind of anchor up current from them, and do a little chopping, a little chumming, fish both a dropper loop set up close to the bottom, fly line some baits also, because you get those mid-water fish, surface water fish hanging around the structure. Fish heavy gear, guys, because a lot of that stuff is really good grade, and it pulls hard, and it knows exactly where that structure is. So it doesn't take long for them to cut you off if you're not fishing good gear or paying attention. And then those are backside spots. There's also some spots on the front to take a look at. And I just got some word here recently about a little squid showing up in the isthmus, and that isthmus is absolutely full of structure. In years past, we've had some really, really good fishing on the bait grounds right there by the Coast Guard buoy inside of Lionhead, and I have no idea if anything's happening yet, but there is some bait starting to show up in there, and those yellows are usually not too far behind. So that's this week's report. Do got to throw a shout-out, though, for that. The guys with that 660-whatever-3-pound swordfish. Oh, my
jumbo,
God.
Man. It's jumbo.
You know,
unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
I read the article that Luke had done about catching that fish, and he put that line in there about when those things come up and they do a little swim by and they give you that look.
Yeah.
Well, I've had the good fortune to see that look many, many times, and he is so right, man. Those things are seriously intimidating. I can't even imagine one of that size. I never caught anything quite that big, but holy crap, that's the coolest fish in the world, and that is a tremendous catch. Congratulations to you guys.
So that's just a state record. That's going to be a state record, yeah?
Yeah, congratulations.
Amazing.
That's not a big one. That's not a giant. I mean, that's like a, it's 600 pounds. It's closer to 700. I mean, the thing, it's unbelievable. And, man, yeah, hats off. What
Mark,
a fish. That's so cool.
I have a funny one for you. I've actually got that tail hanging in my backyard drying.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. 43 and a half inch.
From tip to tip.
Oh, but it's so crazy because I'm not familiar with swordfish, right, or, you know, big game like that. But 3 inches on each end, like, curved back, right? So, but it's still, like, 43 whatever from tip to tip. Yeah.
Your neighbors must be stoked.
You should have that.
Exactly.
You should have that thing mounted, man.
Well, thankfully, it's far enough away from everybody. Yeah, it's hanging in a pine tree and all on its own.
That's cool.
Awfully delicious, man.
Yeah, what a fish.
You know, I've years back, I've got a tail of the tail about yellowfin tuna from a big one I hooked at San Benedicto that the sharks relieved me of everything but the tail.
Oh.
And I saw the fish when it bit as I was on the kite, and I saw it jump out of the water, and it's like, oh, my God. And all that we got back was the tail, and I measured it from tip to tip. And then, unfortunately, they threw it over. I would have had it mounted. But I went around to every yellowfin tuna that I could find on a wall and measured their tail tip to tip.
Yeah.
This thing would have been close to 400 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
That's cool.
Oh, well. Crazy. The one that got away.
There it is, man.
And there's a lot of big swordfish around, man. It's awesome to hear.
Yeah, that's crazy. Awesome. Well, Mark, a great report, as always, buddy. Sure appreciate that. If somebody wants to get doped up on the swordfish zone, which I know you guys do a lot of, or the best bait tanks in the business, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edger. And the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we're going to have another good report next week.
I like
time
you
to go
thinking,
fishing,
man.
Yeah, no doubt. She's not singing yet. No matter how many breaths of fat
not singing.
Yeah, that's for sure. We got blood.
And I have a quick question. What do you think? Because there's a hurricane 1,000 miles from here that got up to almost a Category 5. Do you see that impacting anything in our backyard at all?
You know,
fishing wise.
The course it's on and as fast as it's moving and so on and so forth, it's going to get a little swell, not much, supposedly, and we're supposed to get maybe a little moisture. So it's just not in our window very well, unfortunately. Yeah. It's been a weird season with hurricanes and stuff this year. It's been a weird season everywhere.
I had my fingers crossed. Maybe you had a better scenario.
It's been I'll tell you what's been crazy, and it's kind of flying a little under the radar, is how good the grade of yellowfin tuna that's being caught from our day-and-a-half fleet right now. And, I mean, they're just... some guys have fantastic hits on them. Other guys just have, you know, that good average fish in, you know, one, two around kind of thing. But, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to hang a 70-pound yellowfin tuna from a day-and-a-half trip right now.
Ridiculous.
I don't know if I ever remember that being a thing. The average fish that we're catching on our overnight day-and-a-half trip right now is 40 to 45 pounds. The average
crazy.
One. Like, they're all that size. And then the standouts are 60s and 70s and even touching 80 pounds.
What's the cycle on that right now? I mean, is it still moving north? I mean, it's kind of late, but it's awesome to hear that it is.
I just think that's the far northern reach of that amazing ridge fishing that those guys have had, and all that fish has been from Cedros and below, and I just think that's the farthest little northern.
Yeah, you know what would be really interesting is, you know, we have nobody checking Guadalupe, but, you know, that's Guadalupe grade fish. And it'd be interesting if it was some of it from there or if it's some of that stuff from that ridge fish trickling up our way. But I'll tell you what, I had a piece of that. One of my customers brought me a piece from the Royal Star. This came in. Holy crap, that stuff is just, it's so rich and fatty. It's just delicious.
I've mentioned it a few times on here. It's unbelievable how good it is.
No doubt. No doubt. And like I said, it's just because it's happened so late in the year and so many people have had, you know, their great shots of big bluefin, like for some reason it's not getting the press that it deserves. And I mean, there's some really good fishing on really nice ones, but you know, once you start getting into late October, I always say the same thing, if this level of fishing was happening in May or June, there wouldn't be a parking spot at any boat and of any landing. But here we are having 50-pound average yellowfins that are biting poppers and things like that, and it's, you could jump on a boat today, no problem.
Yeah.
You could call Mark from Seaforth and probably snag a spot right now. Well, Mark, a great report as always, buddy. Sure appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Great conversation. And speaking of Marcos, we've got the man on the line, man. Good morning, Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Figured you might just have the answer on how to get on a boat to catch one of those yellowfin.
You guys did the rest of my job there talking about how great fishing is. So, yeah, I will tell you how to get on the boat there. And fishing is good from those half days up to, like you said, those day and a half, to 2 days, 3 days longer. Half days, really, really good bottom fishing right now, fishing deep. Full days catching yellowtail. The day and a half catching bluefin and yellowfin, a couple skipjack in the mix. I mean, they're like summertime counts, not almost November counts. So pretty good fishing all around there. I think you guys get a pretty good overview of there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. They have a full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the day and a half trips. Those are definitely scheduled there, and there's been some great fishing on there. A few longer trips in the mix. Check the full schedule online there. You can make reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office if you have more questions. 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. We've got people here to help you out in the tackle shop to help you make reservations to get you out on the boat there and get fishing. And like you said, it's a nice mix of fishing now, but we're getting that time of year where you definitely need to make reservations, not necessarily because the boat's filling up, but because if they don't get enough reservations, they won't run.
Yeah, that's a great call. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of year. We talk about fish every year, but we run out of fishermen before we run out of fish, and this is kind of really showing that. We've got some great fishing right now.
You talked about it, too, earlier. The grade of rockfish that the new Seaforth have been catching is just, you know, with the access to deep water and areas that don't get fished all the time, I saw a new C4 picture on Instagram. It literally looked like guys were fishing colonnade. Like, I mean, both hands full of reds. Yeah. It were 3 to 5 pounders, and bigger still. It was unreal. I mean, I couldn't believe, like. Walking off a half day trip right now is like you took 4 hours out of the middle of a day and a half Colinette rock cod trip.
You could leave at daylight and be home and eating your rockfish for lunch.
That's crazy.
I know you guys have been around long enough. If you remember those Colinette, like you said, the freezer fillers, where in the winter they would go down there and get all the reds and rockfish, and people ask why we don't run them anymore, and that's kind of part of the reason. Fishing has been great on the half days there. And, I mean, we're still going to run trips as often as we can. But one thing to talk about with those trips is be prepared with the right gear. They're fishing 600 feet plus, and they're using, 12 to 18-ounce anchors. So as much as I would love you to be able to fish those with, your bass rods, you're definitely going to need something heavier for those trips. So just keep that in mind.
That's a good call for
sure.
Marco, some great fishing going on. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to get in on that. The offshore fishing at the islands with Booger. How do we find it?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. It's available all the time there, and you can make reservations online directly. Our full schedule's up there. You see the same thing we do. If you just prefer to do it over the phone or you have any questions, give us a call, 619-224-3383. We're happy to get you guys out there fishing, and like we say every week here, don't put away your gear yet, because there's some great fishing going on right now.
No doubt. Great job, Marcos. Excellent report. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Let's go to a spot where it never seems to be winding down. That's at Cedro Sport Fishing, and we got Rosie on the line this morning. Good morning, Rosie.
It's always just ramping up.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, great show this morning. And, I just need to give a huge shout-out to Dana Landing. Every time I'm in there, those guys take such great care of not only me, but our crew and Ponga captains at the island. Every year they outfit everybody with new hats for all the captains and the crew, and the crew and captains just love them. So thanks so much to everyone at Dana Landing. All right, so our last trip of the season is, I can't believe I'm even saying that, our last trip of the season is down at the island right now.
Oh, no way.
And isn't that crazy? It's just crazy. And, it kind of is ending the same exact way that it is starting. And that is that it's just a little bit cooler. It's that fall fishing. But I tell you what, the fish are still big. This season has been a season like no other, where the fish are just big. We got a few guys down there that are just crazy about doing surface iron, and it's all working on surface iron. And we've got another part of, another group down there that are not only doing dropper loop and yo-yos, but they're still pulling up 38 to 42 pound yellowtail. Just amazing. Just amazing. So that's all working good for them. And a couple of the guys are coming home with some white sea bass and some halibut. So it has just been a beautiful season. And this trip is going to be a great end to the season. So really good. We have the schedule, the 2025 schedule is up. And book sooner than later, because I've got over 61 trips next year, and they're all starting to fill up. And I will be able to add more trips to the season next year. So if we get more interest, I will go, further into June at Lodge 2 and further into October. I shouldn't say further into Lodge 2 in June, but closer into going back into May. And then
is that adding an extra month on each end then for Lodge 2?
Bingo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what,
so, I mean, it's like,
what a season you guys had. I mean, it was just trip after trip of big ones. And, both the Let's Talk Hookup trips went so well. We had such a great time. We're already looking forward to those next time. And I know those are filling up fast. And like you said, Rosie, I don't think there is a prime time down there. People ask me that all the time.
It's always good.
Like, you've been a bunch.
It's all prime.
I used to always say June was my favorite month because the bass fishing is so good and the yellowtail is always good down there. And then one year June didn't work with our schedule, so I went in August. And then I told people August is the best month it's ever been. And a fall trip in October, spectacular. Like, it's so, so good. And like you said, man, book your spot now, because you're going to turn around and next summer is going to be here, and then all those spots are are going to be gone. So one more time, Rose,
yeah.
If somebody does want to do that, especially pre-show season. You know, we got PCS show coming up.
That's right.
Like, you really want to get your spots in before that, because that's when so much of it gets vacuumed up.
And that is so true. It's like, please don't wait for any of the shows, because we will be we'll probably be full. So the sooner you get a hold of me, the better. Best way to get a hold of me is to just give me a buzz, 619-772-7570. And usually what I tell everyone is go to SedroSportFishing.com, kind of look at the schedule, see what's open, then give me a call, because we'll go over all your questions and then place you on the right trip. So, again, that's 619-772-7570.
You got it, Rosie. Great job. Great report. What a wrap-up to an excellent season. Sure appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
Great job, Rosie. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, I want to remind you, too, another big thing coming up next weekend. We always get asked about live broadcasts, and there's just not a lot of live broadcasts that we do with Let's Talk Hookup these days. We always do it at the big spring kickoff sale at Dana Landing, and one of the rare live opportunities coming up next Saturday will be live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
Huge day.
Yeah, going to be a big day and a big sale and lots of fun, but that'll be the next live opportunity for Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday and next Saturday morning live at Fisherman's Landing.
And Doug Kern will be in studio in the World Headquarters tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Doug will be here tomorrow talking about the big sale, and Saturday is always a fun show. We have no guests on purpose. You know, there's so many people, all the different saltwater vendors, the, you know, Cal
Lawrence from Fishworks.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly like that. All
Benny Florentino.
All the major players will be there. Benny's not only going to be there, Benny's going to give us a call tomorrow, kind of give us a rundown of how that fall bass fishing has been. But also, Benny, we have a really cool seminar. Part of the fun in Tackle Days is, like, there's a bunch of different seminars that go on. Like, the kind of, we always pick, like, kind of the best guys at what they do. So we've got Captain Matt Brawla doing a surface iron yellowtail seminar. And then in the middle of the day, we've got the guys from West Coast Jiggers and Brian Winston. They're going to be talking about, you know, all that new jigging style technique, the tackle and fishing. And then we have a really cool one. Benny Florentino and Matt Florentino, father and son together, are going to be doing a duo on calico bass fishing. You know, Matt now working with Salty Crew, and Benny working Coastal Charters and all that fishing. And Africa is going to be a really, really fun.
That's big time,
really
right
fun
there.
With Benny and Matt.
And Benny's such a gentleman, and has got his thumb on everything. You
totally.
Know? Yeah.
And Matt, such an accomplished bass fisher. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
we're really looking forward to it. But anyways, again, yeah, next Saturday live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup, gonna be a lot of fun.
Like father, like son,
man.
And Florentino. Hey, and the catch report is sponsored by the Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
Had a great text that says, good morning, guys. I just got back from the Royal Star in a four-day. We had over 100 yellowtail, over 130 yellowfin tuna. They were all between 60 and 70 pounds. And I also got my personal best 180-pound bluefin. It was the best trip I've ever done in my life. That's from Tom in Salem, Arizona.
That's incredible.
That's the level of fishing that's going on right now. It's awesome.
And that goes through Fisherman's Processing, like we just mentioned, and the 5-mil bags. It'll be good for over a year.
How about coming home with some of that 70-pound yellowfin, a big giant bluefin to go along with it?
That's good fish.
Yellow.
Like Mark Wish mentioned, man, that yellowfin is some of the best I've ever had.
I love it. Well, the phones are packed up. Yeah. Everybody's excited to talk to Nick and Johnny. Let's jump back into it, Corey.
Let's do it. Longest waiting there, Dan in West Covina. Good morning, Dan.
Dan, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, no problem at all, man. Good talking to you, Rick and Corey. And I've been tuning in lately on the weekends because I've got an upcoming trip to East Cape, and I'll be staying at the Palma State Cortez. So I look forward to meeting Chris and everybody in a couple of weeks. But I had to, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. But I wanted to ask Nick and Johnny about, they were talking about sword fishing earlier in the show, and I had to ask him, what's the process that you go after those things? Are you on the drift, downrigging? Are you using glow sticks? How does that work as you go after them?
Great question.
It is.
Yeah, so you're drifting. Most of these guys are fishing 1,400 to 2,200 feet of water, using anything from 8 to 12 pounds of lead, depending on wind and current. Yeah, then just, you know, we're using about 100 foot leaders of anything from 150 to 300 pounds, and then that's connected to a clip, which then is connected to a 6 foot leader of 300 pound, you know, pretty much for your bite leader, which is connected to your squid or your eel of choice, you know, and you're pretty much just, you know, drifting, you know, areas, you know, that either have a hard temp edge, you know, or you're marking a deep scattering layer. We weren't really seeing it a bunch earlier in the first couple weeks that I fished, but now, you know, 600, 800 feet, I'm seeing a lot of, they call it DSL, so the deep scattering layer. But what I'm seeing is most of these fish that we're weighing are eating 1 to 2 pound rockfish.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to say probably 75% of the fish that I'm seeing. Yeah.
So you mentioned 1,400 to 2,200 feet of water?
Yeah.
Or is that the depth you're going down to?
No, that's the depth of water we're fishing.
Okay, okay.
And then usually the guys on the tip, you know, most of the time you're fishing two rods, the tip rod being connected right directly to your weight, and you have that down, you know, anywhere from 800 to 1,000 feet.
Crazy. And so the tip rod is like in the rod holder on the boat.
In the rod holder, yes, exactly. And then you also have another rod that's in the rod holder that's connected to a buoy or a float, whatever kind of float system you like, that usually has, they call it a buoy whip on it. And, you know, most guys, if you have a big capacity reel, you're going to put one at 800 and one at 1,000 feet. And guys are fishing, you know, either, you know, you're picking one or the other, the buoy whip, and then you're connecting your buoy to that line. It's a little 12-foot section of 200 pounds that has a loop on it, and then you just connect your, you have a long line clip that's connected to your buoy, and then you just connect that to the
it's just like
loop.
A bobber in fresh water, but
yeah,
instead of 4 feet down, so, you're
1,000 or 800
down.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy, Dan, because you're talking big game. I mean, a 663 pounder that was just caught, and Nick, they're not going out 60 miles. Like where are most of these?
Yeah. It's a very enjoyable day. I mean, you can go out and fish the 9. You know, if you're a recreational fisherman, you know, you can definitely fish below the border, 302. I was talking with Danny Fuller. You know, he's, you know, the guy, if you're a recreational fisherman, you do not have to stay above the border. Now, just realize that you will have to hand crank because you can't take the electric reels into Mexico. So you will have to hand crank, but there's just as good opportunity below the border as there is above. But yeah, the 178 is kind of, you know, the main area right now, and it's a big area. You know, some guys are fishing the south, some guys are fishing the north, and then you have a bunch of stick boats out there too, also dropping buoys, you know, so there's a lot of activity out there on the 9 right now.
Crazy. I mean, it's not that far from the harbor.
It's such a weird pace of fishing, because the fishing part of things is so slow, and, you know, get pictures from the boys, you know, like barbecue and burgers on the back of the boat, and like, there's just so little going on. It's been really nice weather, and it's tunes and beanbag, and then all of a sudden it's,
we're on,
and we got the one, you know, it's wild, you know. Yeah. It's such a different thing of you know, calmness and chaos, and then all of a sudden, you know, are we tied, are we not, and, you know, swordfish being one of the toughest animals in the world, but they're so soft, and it's not uncommon for hooks to pull out of them. That's just part of it, you know, like, you gotta,
and you're gonna lose more than you catch for most people. Like, there's guys that are on cloud 9 right now that have caught one or two in one, two or three trips. But if these guys continue to do it, I've talked to quite a few guys that were successful 2-3 weeks ago in that 13th, you know, October 13th to 16th time window, and now they've hooked a couple more fish, and, you know, they're starting to get away. So they're starting to see that this is a very, very hard fishery.
Here's the other thing that completely, like, blows my mind. Like, you don't need the 60-foot yacht. You don't need the perfect, you know, 30-foot twin hull, like, badass boat.
Nope.
How about Dylan?
I was just gonna say, man, like,
Dylan that helps Brandon Hayward. What the heck? What does he fish out of?
There's probably more, a 14-foot catamaran Mexicat. There's probably more rod and reel recreational swordfish caught on that 14-footer likely than any other boat. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
and I think 14-foot is like giving it.
That's including the rub rail and the distance the anchor hangs off the back?
With the outboard.
Yeah, the back of the outboard.
Dude, that thing is so narrow.
Crazy.
It's narrower than these two tables together. Seriously. Yeah.
I've seen them out there, like, when we're, you know, coming in from tuna fishing or something. Like, what? You know, like, in glasses.
Johnny's
like,
always worried that one of the blue skiffs made it out to the night.
What is that? It looks like a, you know, like some type of buoy or something. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. There's a dude fishing on that.
It's just one of the best swordfish on the coast. You know what I mean?
Not until he turns sideways. Yeah. Oh.
Exactly. Well, we're having lots of fun and lots more to come.
Man. We're going to be right back. And having Johnny and Nick in here, we're going to be right back. And let's talk Cup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. All the good talk going on in here. So stoked you want to join us. 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number. We're giving away a $100 gift card to one of the three shops, which is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, East County Bait and Tackle out in Lakeside, or Dana Landing right there on Mission Bay.
That's it, man. Having a great time. Phones right? have been very busy this morning, but we do. It's a great opportunity to get through right now. Still plenty of time to get your call, and we've been full since about the beginning of the show. Yeah. We had two drop off during the break, so it's been the first time there's an open line right this second you can get through. If you want to talk to Nick, talk to Johnny, 213-432-1090.
You know, it's cool. The text come right through, and a shout-out to Wyatt Bingham, who just texted us with Spotted Bay Bass. Spotted Bay Bass.
Perfect. No words at all.
Right?
He said Wyatt Bingham in a giant spotted.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Good time.
No doubt. Well, hey, we had another fun text come through from Darren in Menifee. It says, good fall morning to everybody. Talking tackle, I have an upcoming trip. I'm going on my first two-day trip in 2 weeks. Nick, what size knife jigs for nighttime tuna and then also potentially deep water rock cod fishing do you like? What are the best models? Also, is there need to upgrade the hooks? Thanks for all the info.
I really like the SK jig. That's probably one of my favorites, and I'm usually going to have it in a variety of sizes. You know, something 150 to 200 grams for some of the shallower stuff, and even for rockfish, I've caught some of my better lingcod on that jig too. The Shimano Flatfall is another one if the current's not too strong, you know, because it does take a little longer to get down with the keel weighted system of that. But yeah, the SK jig, you know, in the 250 gram is kind of my go-to sweet spot because for me, I get bit a lot more on the retrieve than I do on the sink.
You do?
And yeah.
At night too?
Yeah, even
really?
At night. Yeah. I don't fish a ton at night.
Yeah.
But yes, I still do get bit more on the line than I do on the drop.
Wow.
And so for me, like I can go to 300 or 400 grams, but then it slows down my retrieval rate on the way back up. And the days that I feel that at night so that I'm successful, I'm really burning that jig, and you can hear my reel moving much faster than most people on the rail. You know, and so for me, the 250 gram, you know, SK jig is my go-to.
What about hooks, Johnny? Hooks need to be done on that one, on other ones. Do you guys sell the different?
We sell the different. I think the go-to hook is that Mustad. I'm not even sure the number on it, but it's, you know, it's got a feather on it and it's the jigging assist too. That hook is the go-to hook. The SKs for the most part are usually good out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard an occasional customer is like, oh no, I would switch that hook out, or it used to be a good hook and now it's not as good. It seems strong enough to me, but I will like if any, you know, deckhands from any of the sport boats come in, I always ask them, you know, if you had to pick one jig, what are you going to use? And most of the time it's that SK. So it's not a fancy lure. It's pretty much just a torpedo, you know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but it does work.
What about, like Rick's mentioned, the tungsten stuff? You carry?
Yeah, we carry tungsten. I don't have anything over 170 grams.
Right.
Those don't come with hooks. We didn't get them until like after the main part of like the nighttime bite was over. But it's definitely like I go down to the Limitless. You know, they run out of our dock and they have tungsten jigs that are, I don't know where they get them from. They don't even look like any kind of knife jig. They just happen to be made out of tungsten. And
wow,
because they get down there, you know, it's denser metal and it gets down there faster. It gets bit.
Or a smaller presentation when they want a smaller presentation.
Yeah. Right.
But I sell some, you know, like for people doing that type of trip, like a rip roller is good. And I tell them to don't use the hooks that come on it for tuna fishing, but save it. So when you're going to fish rockfish, put those hooks back on top and bottom and you got a good shot of getting two fish on one lure.
That's a great call.
Yeah. Those are really good hooks. They're just not good 200-pound tuna hooks.
Yeah.
You know, like
most
of those lures, that's what's so fun. Like, none of those were designed for guys to go catch giant tuna fish with.
Right.
You know, like, we'll get it in the shop, and a guy's going on the Pacific Queen on a three-day, then the trip before they had, you know, 70, over 150 pounds. Like, man, why would they put these garbage hooks on here? It's like, well, because that thing was made to go catch a snapper. You know what I mean?
Not a garbage hook. It's meant for the technique that you're using with that jig, you know.
And that's crazy to think. Our SoCal bite, like, it's so specific. Like,
totally.
It's one of the only places in the world where you can get a 200 to 300, you know, I mean, legitimate 300 pounder on that style of jig.
And just like Darren's talking about, how crazy is it that the same lure that works fantastic to catch a 190 pound bluefin the next morning also works great for catching a red, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's so good.
And not a small red, a quality red.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back into it. Let's do it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug calling from Wildomar. Good morning, Doug. Appreciate you joining us.
We got you there, Doug. Well, looks like we...
Well, I've got a text while we wait for
him. Yeah, let's hear that.
It comes from John Amir Mesa, and I bring this up because Dana Landing carries one of the most...
That's so funny. I had the same one.
I had the same one to read, too.
That's great.
I have to, right? Hi, Johnny and Nick. I need to replace a Go Shrimp pump, and I'm too lazy to make my own. Do you carry any of the three shops? Or the one only on Mission Bay?
Yeah, we carry them at our shop. I don't know if they do it East County. We have both the regular, you know, PVC one, and then we also have the...
Forget about the PVC.
Yeah, the Alvey stainless steel.
That's why I brought this up, because that Alvey pump, that stainless, skinnier, it's about a third less diameter than the PVC.
It's maybe not that much. It just appears that because the metal is so thin.
So skinny.
Yeah. Right.
So it goes into the sand easy. When I worked on the bait boats, a lot of people don't know, but I think I told Johnny the other day, I commercial pumped for
a couple years. Yeah, Luke told me that.
Oh, did he? Yeah. So I did that for a couple of years and supplied the Shelter Island Pier.
Yep.
I bought a truck.
Yep, that's what
pumping ghost shrimp.
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep.
No joke. Profits made from just pumping shrimp.
Just from pumping ghost shrimp.
That's legit.
I would do that before I went and pulled net on the Lampara and the bait boat. How about that?
You're a wild man.
Yeah. Right. Did you use the Alvey pump?
It was an Alvey pump. So that's the whole reason I bring this up, because those pumps are so industrial and so bulletproof. They're worth, what do they cost?
$99.99.
Still, it's the same price. That is, honest to God, the same price from 30 years later.
That's cool.
Yeah, Johnny has one from what, high school?
When Bubba was in high school, he bought one and he still uses it.
That's so rad.
If you're looking like
longer
just
ago than I want to admit,
Rick, even if you only go a couple times a year to pump, it'll make your life 10 times easier.
Well, it's like a thing. Like, I got a picture hanging up my office of me and Wyatt pumping ghost shrimp. Like, it's our thing to do. We'll go wade around and, you know, in the water and pump shrimp. But it's a cool activity for the boys.
Yeah.
And then you're getting your bait, and then we go to the boat, we catch a couple fish, then we go get a peanut butter jelly sandwich at Dana Landing. Like, that's our routine. Yeah. And you're right. Like, you buy a PVC one, you'll hopefully get through the season before you break the handle piece off. They're made of PVC. It's what it is. None of us take care of them.
The suction's not there.
Yeah, it gets brittle. You're trying to push down with your left hand on a little T-handle. It snaps off. And you either go get another one of those next time, or you make an investment, you buy the killer one, and you're done.
Dude, if you're listening to this, go down to Dana Landing and get yourself an Alvey pump.
We have three left right now. So,
do you?
Yeah, that's all
you
we
did.
Have.
You might
well,
be
we'll
gone.
Make an order on it.
We're actually going to start. I got a couple that were returned because people lost the parts to them, and I put them back together. So we're actually going to rent them.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool idea.
Yeah.
So seriously?
I've got two used ones that we decided we're going to rent them, you know, for $15
a day. Great idea.
There you go.
And you can go get the
pump
yourself.
Your own.
Yeah, pump your own.
Up.
So.
Yeah.
Wow. I like it. And it's a fun, easy thing. Again, like, we do it with the boys because it's a fun task to part of. And you're pumping fantastic bait to fish in the bay with. Everything eats live ghost shrimp. Absolutely everything. And it's just a cool deal that
it's fun to do.
Anywhere in Mission Bay that water touches sand, you look down, there's ghost shrimp poles. That bay is littered with them in all kinds of great spots. And, it's rad.
The other good place is the entrance to San Diego Bay right there. Or not San Diego Bay, but
flood control.
Yeah, the flood control.
We're gonna
San Diego
have to cut
River.
That part out of the show.
I know, right?
So
there's a ton of little ones there, like little one inchers, right? But if you do it in Mission Bay, it's a lot more difficult. But they're huge. They're like 3 inches.
When we were going all the time, flood control was where we liked the size for fishing bonefish in the back bay because we like the little ones.
Right.
And then you have all your other spots that this has got big ones and the bass eat these ones.
Yeah,
we were
dude anywhere
good.
Where where there's a tidal zone, you got a chance.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. That's fun. Well, hey, I had another great text come through. It says, questions for Nick and John. What turns on and off the bay bass bite? I've always wondered if bay bass stay in the same place all the time from day to day or seasonal variations in catching them. I was hoping you could explain the difference in their feeding behaviors throughout the different seasons. I've known that targeting them through bridges and flats, we always seem to catch fish, but what turns those things on and off the most, Norm in San Diego?
I mean, to me, it's just the tides.
Yeah, tide is
the current, you know, like, and there's certain parts of the month where, or not really the month, there's certain times of the moon phase where the tide is more flat and you get that diurnal, like, you know, you may only have one tide a day. It's just not a great time to fish. I'm not saying you can't catch fish then, but that's when it's slower. And when
that's not going to be your 50 fish afternoon.
No.
Right. And I'm going to explore.
Yeah. Yeah. On the other hand, you get, you know, king tide situations where you got, you know, 7 or 8 feet of water moving in 6 or 8 hours. Sometimes that can be not
just
as good.
Just as unfriendly.
Yeah. I like, you know, 4 foot, 4 feet of movement is a pretty good bet to get the fish. And I don't know if it's maybe that they're not feeding, but for what we're doing, that condition is going to be, you know, best for, you know, getting
for
more
everything.
Bites. Yeah, for getting more bites. But for every kind of fish that's out there, also halibut, you know. Yeah.
And water temperature, I'm sure water temperature definitely plays a large part of it also.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's been 68 degrees for you know, 2 months, and then all of a sudden the water rolls over and it's 61.
Like, not a good thing.
Fish are going to kind of, and that goes with any kind of fish.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Tuna fish in or whatever it might be. But being in the bay, I mean, you could go back in the back,
and
it might not be 61, but it might be 64.
Right. Yeah.
Closer to what they had. Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's might not be in the front, but in the back of the
bay. Find the condition.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I do. I kind of fish the way, as I get older, I fish the way I want. And so there might be days that I don't catch quite as many, but I'm doing it the way that I want to do it.
So when you were younger, you didn't fish the way you wanted to?
I was more focused on numbers, and, you know, I would, you know, but I think I've talked to you about this. Like you like to go out and fish the popper, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to throw too many other things.
Like, I don't care to come home with 20 fish.
Right.
Like,
well, that's where we're at.
If I get one and it's the way I wanted it,
right,
it means more than having five.
Right. Well, that's where I'm
at. I only need one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Right?
Just right.
Please.
Yeah. I just need one more than Nick.
Hey, we got a text from Jody, who's listening to us in the from the back bay in his float tube.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
With what looks like a legal halibut. Good job, Jody.
There you go, Jody.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we had another great question come through. It says, hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Hey, Nick, you touched on it earlier. My question is, can Nick or Johnny tell us a little bit about fishing northern Sierra Cortez, mainly Bay of L.A. and Gonzaga? What do you prefer, favorite rod reel, and most importantly, lure setups? That's from Dane in Huntington Beach.
And exact spots. The exact rod.
Yeah. L.A. Bay was kind of the hot spot this year, if you ask me. Like, April, May, and June, like, I heard more people coming into the shop to fish down there than I ever have before.
Really?
Yeah. Which is great. You know, I enjoy it down there. I've been down there a couple times. I fish Abriojos and La Bocana and Mulahay a little bit more. L.A. Bay was fantastic this year. From what I did hear was a lot of, you have to be prepared to fish 400 feet, like, especially in that summer, you know, as it gets closer to June and July, those fish are going to go deeper. And so, you know, a lot of guys are fishing slow pitch jigs and, you know, things like that, but they're fishing for 400, 500 feet, you know, so it's enjoyable, but I like to focus more on that 200 to 300 feet, you know, after you start getting over 300 feet, it kind of wears me out a little bit. So, and plus, I like the speed jig too versus flat. You know,
a lot of the guys were fishing inshore down there too,
and it's like,
Cabrilla and grouper and stuff, and they were just the amount of bone colored either SP minnows or cult. Current snipers, you know, type lipped crank or jerk baits. I mean, they were
we couldn't
keep them on the shelf.
Like bone
color was definitely the hottest. Yeah. Like the kind of mint green toothpaste. There's a Yozuri
Hydro
Minnow that worked pretty good too. But any of those type of with a heavy bass rod, and you know you want to run probably like some 60 pound leader with that and fishing through the rocks.
That's what's cool about Dana. I mean, it could be the bay bass. It could
That's
be the swordfish.
Totally.
It could be the boys that are running down in the wintertime, like they've got the time off and they're coming through to go. Dude, the guys from Salty Crew, Jared, I mean, I'm sure they're...
Oh, yeah, they're fishing all the time.
Yeah, we pride ourselves in just being very knowledgeable in all aspects. You know, there's definitely guys at the shop that have their expertises in certain areas, but all of us are pretty well-rounded that we can, you know, you come into the shop and, you know, people will call, what day are you there? What day is Johnny there? And it's just like, you can come into the shop and even me and Johnny, or Bubba's not there, there's going to be Roger, there's going to be Aaron, there's going to be other guys that can take care of you just as well as we do. You know?
And is Gene still helping out at the shop?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay. He's Mr. Mustad now.
Cameo appearance.
You know, if something happens, if someone's not going to be there, it's like, oh, yeah, Gene will come in. You know,
okay.
Gene can come in and work. But, yeah, like the kids at the shop, like they're fishing every
daily.
Single day, you know. So, like, a lot of times when people come in, they're like, you know, what should I do for, you know, bay bass right now? I just go, Aaron, set this guy up. You were just out. Or, you know, I'll try to find the person who has just been doing it, you know, most recently.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like a waiting list for, like, Nick or Bubba. You know, like, people just call all day. Like, is Bubba in? Well, he's not in yet. Or, well, he'll be in this afternoon. Okay. You know, and they come in for, I mean, almost feel sorry for him because he's got like a line of people waiting for him when he gets into work. But
you've got the same thing too. I mean, there's people waiting for Nick. There's people waiting for Johnny.
Yeah,
like everybody's got
their
comfort level.
Nick's got his.
Bubba's just a little more. Bubba's a little more personal. He tells really cool stories. You know, I'm a little more straightforward and like, okay, let's get things done. And you know, if you want to talk shop and you know. BS a little bit more, you know, Bubba excels in that. He has really good stories. So.
Let's try to sneak one more phone call in there, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Brian and Wildemar? How about that?
Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm jumping the gun a little bit because this question is actually supposed to be for Doug tomorrow. But I was wondering, what situations do you use 4-carrier braid, 8-carrier braid, 16-carrier braid? The braid on some of my reels, I'm trying to change out and don't know which way to go, when and where.
What a great question.
That's a pretty solid question.
Legit.
For sure. You know, so 4-carrier braid is going to be your most abrasion resistant normally, you know.
But explain that because they're like...
So there's four strands making up the
heavier,
braid.
Of heavier
line. So it's usually coarser. So guys that are fishing either low profile bass stuff or even conventional gear, you know, I will put 4-carrier on it. But if you're fishing a spinning rod, I'm most of the time going to put like an 8-carrier on for you just because it's a little softer on your finger. They're still excellent abrasion resistance.
Like Super Slick 8 would be
right,
one of them.
Exactly.
I mean,
and traditional Power Pro would be 4.
Right, exactly.
Like for kelp cutter. Like the 4, like the 4-carrier, if you're doing like a kelp cutter type rig.
And it's
a little more toothy.
It's weird for me that like the standard Power Pro, it lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's more coarse, but it yet has longevity in life.
For
where
sure.
The Super Slick 8, I mean, it's got longevity for a long time, right?
But nearly the same as the traditional.
Right. That's it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And then 12 and 16 carriers are usually going to be your hollow braid. So hollow is great because, you know, say a guy runs over your buoy while you're out sword fishing, you know, now I can take a little needle and I can add line from where you got cut off versus having to take all the line that you already still have left on the reel and taking that off and repacking the new spool completely, you know, so that's an advantage. But the disadvantage, if there is one to hollow braid, is that it does float. So me personally, I don't like to fish it a lot if I'm fly lining a bait because I feel it does impede the bait driving down once in a while.
It's a great call,
want to drive down.
Yeah, That's a great call.
That's
good information.
Yeah.
With all that information, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this $100 gift card when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start with a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains. Get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Nick's got the coin. Go for it, Nick.
Yeah, we're going to find out who's got that $100 going to ECBT or Dana Landing or Lemon Grove Bay.
I know it.
$100 shopping spree to go have Nick dial you in.
And it's going to a texter.
Hey!
Happens to be Darren. Darren and Menifee. Congratulations, Darren.
Man, what a cool deal. Guys, I can't get over how fast 2 hours goes by. Yeah, we're talking about such good fishing and what a great show this was. There's so much going on. We had so many texts to come through asking more about the skiffs, asking about everything you're doing. Give us a rundown. If somebody wants to come fishing at Dana Landing, how do we find you guys? How do we do it?
We get us on the phone, 619-226-2929. On the web, danalanding.com. Pretty simple. And then also you can follow us on Instagram, at Dana Landing. And that kind of covers your bases.
That's awesome. And skiff rental is available via the website
Via the website. Yeah. If you just go on the website and click rentals.
Awesome. Best deal in town, man.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Nick, great job. Love to have you back. You guys were an awesome team. So much great information from Swordfish to Bay Bass. You guys certainly do it all, and it was a great show, and really enjoyed having you. And we really enjoyed having you. What a great show. Another great, fun one tomorrow. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle is going to be joining us, talking all things Tackle Day. We'll be having a lot of fun there, seminars and sales and the whole nine. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us up on the app. Big thanks to Chris for keeping us on the air today, and we're looking forward to having you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.